It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 16th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is inalienable, spelled I-N-A-L-I-E-N-A-B-L-E. Inalienable is an adjective. Something considered inalienable is impossible to take away or give up. Here's the word used in a sentence from the LA Times by Jake Kroger. Despite the hurdles, comedians continue to negotiate their inalienable need to do stand-up to the point that money comes as a secondary concern. Alien, alienable, inalienable. It's easy enough to see the Latin word alius, meaning other, at the root of these three words. Alien joined our language in the 14th century, and one of its earliest meanings was belonging to another. By the early 1600s, that sense of alien had led to alienable, an adjective describing something you can give away or transfer to another owner. The word unalienable came about as its opposite, but so did inalienable, a word most likely borrowed into English on its own from French. Inalienable is the more common form today, and although we often see both forms used to modify the word rights, it was unalienable that was used in the Declaration of Independence to describe life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.